is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the French literary theorist Roland Barthes, born in Cherbourg, France, in 1915. Roland Barthes, who was not the kind of thinker who spent his whole life working on one theory, he changed his thinking through his career, drew on many different schools of thought, from existentialism to Marxism, structuralism, post-structuralism. His best-known book, Mythologies, came out in 1957, in which he used a theory called semiotics, the study of signs, and applied it to cultural objects like children's toys and professional wrestling, wine, laundry detergent. In his essay on toys, he wrote that most toys have connotations of adulthood, doctor kits and hair dryers and cars, preparing children for adult gender roles. He wrote, all the toys one commonly sees are essentially a microcosm of the adult world. They're all reduced copies of human objects, as if in the eyes of the public, the child was, all told, nothing but a smaller man. It's the birthday of DeWitt Wallace, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1889, the founder of the Reader's Digest. The first issue came out in February 1922. It went on to become the most successful magazine of all time. At its peak, sold about 30 million copies every month. It's the birthday of Wallace Shawn, New York City, 1943, well known as a character actor in Hollywood movies such as The Princess Bride, Clueless, and also an avant-garde playwright. Wallace Shawn, who started out selling stock in himself, raised $2,500 from investors, which helped him write his first plays, which were not a great success. During his first play, the audience actually shouted at the actors to shut up. But he had a success with the movie My Dinner with Andre, 1981, a movie that consisted entirely of Shawn and the theater director Andre Gregory talking over dinner. It became a cult classic. The most recent play, The Designated Mourner, came out in 1996. And it's the birthday of the journalist Tracy Kidder, born in New York City in 1945, served in the war in Vietnam, wrote a story about it, and then decided to devote himself to nonfiction. Wrote about the growing industry of computers in the book The Soul of a New Machine. It won the Pulitzer Prize. Wrote many other books, including House, about carpenters and house building, and Among School Children, about education. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Hampel, entitled The White. These are the moments before snow, whole weeks before, the rehearsals of milky November, cloud constructions, when a warm day lowers a drift of light through the leafless angles of the trees lining the streets. Green is gone, gold is gone. The blue sky is the clairvoyance of snow. There is night and a moon, but these facts force the hand of the season. From that black sky, the real and cold white will begin to emerge. The White, a poem by Patricia Hampel, from Resort, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.